Chapter 6. Finding a secure place to sleep was a problem, but then I remembered the green palace I had seen in the distance. It had strong walls and tall towers, so I assumed it would provide good protection. I guessed it was 7 or 8 miles away. Weena cried when I tried to leave her, so I lifted her onto my shoulders and we headed off. Weena was delighted when I started to carry her, and after a while she jumped down and ran beside me. She picked flowers and put them in my pockets. Oh, that reminds me. The time traveler paused. He put his hand in his pocket, pulled out 2 strange white flowers, and put them on the table. Then he continued with his tale. Unfortunately, I was mistaken about the distance, and the Green Palace was actually about 18 miles away. In addition, the heel of one of my shoes was broken, and my foot was very sore, so we made slow progress. As the evening got darker, Weena got tired and cried, "I'm tired! I want my home!" But I explained that we were going to the Green Palace for safety. She stayed quietly in my arms, but I could sense her fear. I was silent too, and I was aware of the Morlocks all around us. They were preparing for an attack. I wondered again why they had taken my time machine. The stars started to shine in the night sky, and I carried Weena in my arms down a slope and across a shallow river. From the top of the next hill, I saw that we had reached the forest, and I hesitated. It seemed foolish to attempt to cross the forest at night. I could not see which way to go, and the Morlocks were a constant threat. It would be better to spend the night on the open hill. Weena was fast asleep, so I lay her on the ground and sat beside her, looking up at the stars. I didn't sleep all through that long night. Eventually, I saw the sunrise in the distance. No Morlocks had approached us, so I felt confident we would find safety in the Green Palace. I stood up, but when I put my weight on my left heel, it was so painful that I took off my broken shoes and threw them away. I woke Weena, and we made our way down to the forest. It was now pleasant and green. We found some fruit to eat and saw Eloy dancing in the sunlight. I thought of the meat I had seen in the Morlock's cave. I realized now that they had run out of food long ago, and they were looking after the Eloy to feed on them, like beef cows. I shivered when I thought about it. As we walked, I focused on my plan to recover my time machine. I hoped to find something I could use as a weapon in the Green Palace. I also needed a way to make fire. It would assist me hugely in my battle with the Morlocks. I hoped to find a tool so I could open the platform of the White Sphinx and capture my time machine. When I made my escape, I intended to bring Weena with me back to our own time. We reached the Green Palace at midday. Like the other buildings I had seen, it was abandoned and in ruins. The architecture was classical, and it reminded me of a museum from our time. The windows were broken, and the walls were falling down. There was writing on the front wall. "Weena, what does the writing say?" I asked, and I pointed. Weena tried hard to please me. She didn't know what the writing was. Sometimes she was more like a pet than another human. We entered through the massive doors of the Green Palace, and I was astonished to find a huge hall, just like a museum. There were skeletons on display and cases of historic objects. Some of them were from our own time. The palace had been forgotten by the current inhabitants of Earth. For a moment, I forgot about my lost time machine. I wandered through the different rooms. I hoped to find a library or something I could use as a weapon. I discovered a hall full of huge machines, which interested me enormously. I did not notice how much time had passed until Weena appeared by my side. She pointed to the windows, and I could see the sky was getting darker. One end of the hall was already in deep shadow. As I looked to that end of the room, I noticed footprints on the floor. I listened, and I was aware of Morlocks close by. I still had no weapon. The Green Palace would not offer the protection I had hoped for, and we appeared to be in danger again. I climbed onto one of the machines and pulled hard on a metal lever. It broke quite easily, and I held a heavy iron bar in my hand. I could use it to fight a Morlock. I climbed down and took Weena's hand. We continued to explore the museum. One room was full of ancient books, and in the middle of it was a display case of historic objects. When I examined it more closely, I was astonished to find a box of matches. I broke open the display case, and I held the matches in my hand. I was relieved to discover they were completely dry. I looked at Weena. "Dance!" I cried, and I took her hand and started to dance. I had matches, and I had a weapon. We continued to explore, and I found some candles, but all the guns and other weapons were too rusty to use. After a few hours of exploration, we reached a small garden with grass and fruit trees. We rested and ate fruit, and I thought about the approaching night. I was no longer concerned about our sleeping place because I had my matches and I could make fire. We would sleep safe from the Morlocks, and in the morning I would focus on how to get the time machine.